That music can mean only one thing.
One of our favorite people is joining us.
Susan Schmidt, Susie Sunshine, as she's known, from Westwood in Dallas. You hear her here every Friday at 3:40, brought to you by Keller Graduate School of Management. But today, it's a freebie. Today, we need to talk about something that's actually in the news that requires our attention, and that is, and we'd like to talk about Janet Yellen. She's the Fed chairperson because she wears pearls. And because
indeed she does.
And because she has thoughts that actually impact our lives in a serious and significant way.
Yeah. She does other things besides just wear the pearls. So although I did notice her, because I was paying special attention just for you, that she did have her black beads, her pearl-like beads on today.
Oh, that's a bad sign.
They were kind of hidden under her purple jacket. So I don't know if you want to try to work that into a theme, because I know you like to think there's a pattern here. But
what is the pattern again, Ro? Is it the pearls she means business and things are going to get tough?
Yeah, that means take her seriously. Okay. That means she's not lying when she's speaking. Now, black pearls, I think, are this. Ooh, I think that's a level that it's like, this is very bad. Take me very seriously.
And then the scarf is just when she's being playful.
Yeah.
And, yeah, okay.
Sort of sexy.
Flirting with Congress, that kind of thing.
Exactly,
okay.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, God, now that we got that out of the way.
Yeah. All right.
What actually happened?
Yeah. All right, so she spoke, but this is because we're all waiting to see if there's going to be an interest rate bump in September.
Right, and there's not. There's not. So there's none in September. Very unlikely that we're going to see one in November. And so now odds are heavy that we're going to see one in December. And people expect something to happen in 2016. So today, when she came out and said, we're not changing things, she gave a lot of really positive information or positive impressions on the economy and what's going on. So she could have opened the door to say, we're going to increase rates, but she didn't. So she's left herself a nice little runway into the end of the year where she's still sending positive tones about the economy, which the market likes to see, so that's very good. And then there's some certainty to this now because the market has largely been expecting something to happen, and now December is probably when it's going to happen. They do have a meeting in November, but it's November 1st, 2nd. That's right before the election. Highly unlikely that she'll do anything at that point, especially because she doesn't have a press conference afterwards. But the December meeting, which is going to be December 13th, 14th, she will have a press conference. It's her last chance. And that's exactly the meeting where she raised rates last year. So that's the first rate increase we had in really 7 years. So having one more, sort of one a year, that's sort of been the pattern people are expecting. So at least right now, the market's settled into that.
She also responded, I was kind of surprised by that, to Donald Trump, who's been going out and talking about how politically motivated the Fed is, and this is all about politics. She's not raising the rates now because there's an election, and then, of course, she'll do it as soon as the election's over. And then she responded to that, saying this isn't, we don't discuss politics at our meeting today. I guess, A, are you surprised she even responded to Trump, and B, speak to that issue of, you know, the political involvement?
I think it's good that she responded. It is surprising that she took that on directly. Normally, they try to stay far away from politics. The Fed wants to be seen as an independent body. It doesn't get impacted by what's going on in sort of the political structure, particularly during election years. And Trump has tried to make a lot of noise about this. And I think, you know, Janet Yellen felt very compelled to come out and to say, look, this is about the economy, and really get back to focus. It's unprecedented. You know, the history of the Fed, I think only once have we ever seen a rate increase prior to an election. It just doesn't happen because the Fed doesn't want to rock the economy or change anything dramatically going into an election. So it's not unusual at all for that. In fact, it's typical for them to keep things steady just before an election. And I think, you know, it's just a lot of political posturing and trying to back her into a corner. So I'm actually glad she said something.
Okay, so there's defined space here now. That's really the big issue, right? There hadn't been, and now there is. And so and you were talking about, you have made mention over the last number of weeks about this idea of the toolbox, that by raising the rates, that gives them more, especially in an upswing economy, which it appears to be moving with a little greater velocity than it was for the first half of this year. Once you get into that, if you want to take this move and move up 0.25%, you can do that because you can always take it off the table at the end of this year or the beginning of next year if things slow down again. But that's, right. And we don't need to do that.
We don't need to do that. And the whole point here is that we increase the rates because we think things are going well and that the economy can handle it. So we want to inch interest rates up again because that's the gas pedal. That's the accelerator for the economy is when you lower interest rates. So right now we're at 0.25%, so 25 basis points. When we talk about this raise, we're really only going to go up another 25. We're only going to go up to 50 basis points. Not a big number. But when you're at zero, you can't go down. So that's the problem. So she's putting a little bit, into her arsenal just to get them up to 50 basis points. And that's going to be where we're at, hopefully, by year end. And the things she said today were really good. She said, you know, the risks are roughly balanced. The case for a hike has strengthened. The, she's talking about the employment gains overall during the year. All positive things. So those are all good signs that what the Fed is seeing is positive about the economy. They're just being very patient.
She talked about Trump.
Can you believe that?
About Trump. Why did she talk about Trump? What does that mean? I mean, I know why. I mean, we all get it. He's like the gigantic 10,000-pound pink elephant in the room,
mm-hmm.
right?
Crazy hair.
Right, with crazy hair. We just don't know what to do with him. But what does that mean? Because if our economic policy already has to take into consideration the Trump effect, whether he wins or he doesn't, that's, I mean... You know, my sphincter already tightens every minute that I think about him.
We know it's an issue for you, Ro. But
yes.
I think it's very important that she put Trump in his place and said, look, the Fed is about the economy. It has nothing to do with the election and the politics. Now, Janet Yellen is appointed by the president. So just as Ben Bernanke was, the Fed chairman is appointed and serves at the leisure of the president. And so they are appointed, but they are completely separate. The president is not attending their meetings. They act independently of the president and of Congress. And I think it's important to set that out, that the Fed has its own toolbox, and we've talked about this, called monetary policy, to help guide and stimulate the U.S. economy. The government has another toolbox called fiscal policy, and that's all about the programs that they initiate, what they spend, what they support. So I think she's trying to keep her toolbox very distinct and separate from what the government is doing.
This is my box. Stay away from it.
This is my sandbox. Right. Get out of it.
Yeah.
You know, we also have to talk about this whole what's going on in the pharmaceutical companies. PharmaBro made major headlines just being this smug little dweeb that nobody liked when he raised the prices.
D-bag is what
I wasn't sure I was able to say. But, you know, when he raised the price on that life-saving drug, and now we're seeing the verbal takedown of the EpiPen CEO right now on Capitol Hill in that congressional hearing after the 50% spike in that, or 500% spike in that drug, I should say. And I guess the question is, how does this really impact pharmaceutical companies? Are they listening? Will they respond in any way?
We got 30 seconds to answer this.
I think they are listening. This is the second time that the Mylan CEO has been there in front of Congress. It's been a big point for Congress. Remember, going into an election cycle, this is good grandstanding for the politicians as well. I think healthcare companies are watching this. They're paying attention to it, and they're going to be a little more cautious going forward on making sure they can explain the reasoning behind all their pricing. So it's a good warning sign.
All right. Susan Schmidt, Susie Sunshine.
Thanks, talk
to you on Friday.
Sure. Thanks.
All right. Right now, Violetta Powder Medic's got the WGN Dermatology Trouble Spots.